Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30 people. Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo is Syria's second-largest city, and it has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, as well as Islamic extremists and Kurdish fighters since the year 2012. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he believes Saudi Arabia should be part of the solution in Syria. He spoke before the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.
There cannot be a deal in our region based on the exclusion of one of the important parties. And I believe Saudi Arabia is an extremely important partner, hopefully, in this region.
Zarif also said any rift between Iran and Russia over how to proceed in Syria is overblown. This week, the U.S.-supported Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army forces suffered a series of military setbacks to the Islamic State in northern Syria, setbacks rekindling concerns over the effectiveness of the FSA fighters and whether that would force Ankara to deploy more of its own troops into Syria. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. This is VOA News. The police chief of the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, says the video police recorded during the fatal shooting this week of an African-American man will eventually be released. Meantime, the family of Keith Scott released a cell phone video, images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death on Tuesday.
Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? He better not be dead.
Cell phone video does not show whether Scott was brandishing a gun, as police said, when he was being confronted by officers. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Charlotte for a fourth night on Friday to protest the shootings. People also marched in other cities, that is, including Atlanta, Georgia. President Obama spoke to a group of about 750 guests in the grand foyer of the White House on Friday. They had gathered to celebrate the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Mr. Obama referenced what is happening in Charlotte and other cities where some believe, he says, Americans, African Americans, are being profiled by police.
My hope is that black folks watching those same images on television and then seeing the history represented at this museum can say to themselves, the struggles we're going through today are connected to the past, and yet all that progress we've made tells me that I cannot and will not sink into despair.
The new museum, first proposed by a group of African-American Civil War veterans in 1915, officially opens later today in a central location here in Washington, out among war memorials, cultural institutions, and it will be in clear sight of the U.S. Capitol building. In U.S. politics, the former chief of staff of Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton was granted immunity from prosecution for cooperating with the FBI probe into Clinton's use of a private email server for government business while she was Secretary of State. Cheryl Mills was granted immunity after investigators have access to Clinton's laptop computer. Clinton campaign maintains the disclosure was intentionally made 3 days before the presidential debate between Clinton and Republican opponent Donald Trump. Two candidates are temporarily winding down their activities in the campaign trail in order to prepare for Monday's debate. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we're going to take a little trip to the place they call the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, the site of the 37th Detroit Jazz Festival, the largest free jazz festival in the world. Once again, the fans of any style of jazz you can imagine, from world jazz to traditional straight-ahead swinging jazz, big band, small groups, modern jazz, funky jazz, blues, gathered in the Motor City to enjoy the sights and sounds of the 37th Detroit Jazz Festival. I'm going to give you some music from some of the artists that performed at the festival, and we'll focus on two very important musicians, both turning 90 years old in this year of 2016, NEA Jazz Masters Randy Weston and Jimmy Heath, who joined me under what they call the Jazz Talk Tent. Once again, I was invited by the festival to come and have a conversation with jazz musicians, and this was quite a treat. We'll share their thoughts and, of course, their wonderful music on this edition of Jazz America. Now, on recent programs, we've been focusing on lots of classic jazz, so I thought I'd begin the program with two brand new releases. We'll hear from the great vocalist Alan Harris from his album Nobody's Gonna Love You Better. But first, a young man, and I'm talking young, only a teenager, 12 to 13 years old, who began playing piano in his homeland in Indonesia, in Bali to be specific. When he was only in single digits, he would hear a song and then play it. What an incredible talent he is. And he's become one of the sensations of jazz recently. His name is Joey Alexander. Now, I've been waiting for him to write some of his own songs instead of just giving us his version of classic songs. And his new album is called Countdown, and by golly, he has given us some of his own compositions, alongside the classic songs of John Coltrane and Herbie Hancock, Thelonious Monk, Billy Strayhorn, even Wynton Marsalis. But here's one of his own compositions, Joey Alexander, with the song City Lights from his new album Countdown, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
just wanna talk to you. I won't do you no harm. I just wanna know about your different lives on this here people farm. I hear you got your families living in cages, tall and cold. Some just stay there and dust away past the age of old. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. I just wanna know about the rules behind your mind. Do I see a vacuum there, or am I going blind? Or is it just the remains for vibrations and echoes long ago? Things like love the world and let your fancy flow. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. I have lived here before, the days of ours. And of course this is why I'm so concerned. And I come back to find those stars misplaced. And that smell of the world that is burned. The smell of the world that is burned. Purchase my ticket. I'd just like to have a ringside seat. I wanna know about the new Mother Earth. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything, yeah. I wanna know, I wanna go, I wanna see that Mother Earth with you, you know. I wanna, oh no, 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 no. Wanna hear and see and everything. Now, I wanna hear and see everything.
From his new album, Nobody's Gonna Love You Better, that is Alan Harris. He's certainly emerging as one of the great vocalists around today, and maybe that song was familiar to you. That was a Jimi Hendrix rock classic, Up From the Skies, turned into an inviting shuffle and very jazzy piece from Mr. Harris's latest release. At the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival, I was once again invited to interview great jazz artists under what they call the Jazz Talk Tent. In this case, two great NEA jazz masters turning 90 years old in the year 2016, pianist Randy Weston and saxophonist Jimmy Heath. Here's some of that conversation right now as Randy Weston reflects on his upbringing and how he became at a very early age connected to Africa.
My dad was born in Panama. He lived 7 years in Cuba, and he came to Brooklyn, settled in Brooklyn. My mother came from Virginia, a small town called Meredithville, and she came to New York, and they got together to produce Randy Weston. And I grew up in a very powerful spiritual cultural area in Brooklyn, which they call Bedford-Stuyvesant. See, we had to be in the black church every Sunday. That was required. Everybody had to take art. You had to take piano or trumpet or violin or dance. That was in the neighborhood. And economically, everybody didn't have money. But culturally, it was so wonderful. We had the blues bands on the corner. We had the Calypso. We had the big band rehearsals during the day. And my dad gave me two things. He was very influential. He said, number one, my son, you are an African born in America. Therefore, you have to study the history of Africa when Africa had its great civilizations, before colonialism, before slavery. To know your history, because you're only going to get the history after colonialism and after slavery. So I'd go to the museums, and I used to read about the great empires of Egypt, of Songhai, of Ghana. And my dad had maps on the wall of African kings and queens and books. In addition, he made sure I took piano lessons. Because I was 6 foot at 12 years old. You know, I was a giant, right? I wanted to play basketball and football. My father made me take piano lessons. So my dad gave me Africa. He gave me music. My mom gave me the black church. But the two of them, they kept me very spiritual. And I always saw the similarities between African-American culture coming out of Virginia, my mother, my African-Caribbean father coming out of Panama and Jamaica. So that's how I grew up, and the whole neighborhood was full of wonderful, wonderful people, great leaders, great artists, a lot of inspiration.
And here's Randy Weston with his band African Rhythms from his brand new release, The African Nubian Suite, with a piece entitled The African Family Part 2 on Jazz America from VOA 1.
the African family, Nia Clark, Ayanda Clark, Louis Nash, TK Blue, and Billy Harper.
This is John Schofield, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. Thank you.
maybe the most versatile guitarist in jazz today, John Scofield, who performed at the Detroit Jazz Festival with a trio including acoustic and electric keyboards by Brad Meldow and acoustic and electric percussion by Mark Juliana. What an inventive trio they were. Well, he also has just released a brand new record called Country for Old Men, on which he plays country classics like the one you just heard by Merle Haggard, Mama Tried, with Larry Golding, Steve Swallow, and Bill Stewart joining with him, John Scofield from his newest release, once again showing his versatility. I've got more coming up with our conversation with Jimmy Heath coming your way in just a bit with some of his great music too. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a request I received recently, and the email reads as follows. Hello, Jazz America. I'm James, listening all the way from Nairobi, Kenya. It's always a pleasure listening to the show every Saturday. Could you play me Fiona's Song by the great pianist Brian Simpson? Thank you very much, James Getau from Nairobi, Kenya. Well, James, I'd not heard of that song before, and I was pleased to find that Brian Simpson is an accomplished pianist in the contemporary jazz world, so I am pleased to play for you this very mellow piece of music. Brian Simpson with Fiona's Song, A Breath of Fresh Air, for you, listening to VOA's Jazz America. 37th Detroit Jazz Festival, there are a host of fantastic vocalists from really all over the world, including Brazil's Luciana Souza. From her album Speaking in Tongues, a song that she introduced with a heartfelt greeting and message that the whole world needs to come together in peace. The song Filhos de Gandhi, The Children of Gandhi, from her album Speaking in Tongues. Hope you enjoyed that. This is Russ Davis. At the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival, I was once again invited to interview great jazz artists under what they call the Jazz Talk Tent. In this case, two great NEA jazz masters turning 90 years old in the year 2016, pianist Randy Weston and saxophonist Jimmy Heath. We learn lots about the past of these two great masters, and here's Jimmy Heath giving us the word on the artist who was the most important and his favorite to work with in his glorious career.
I think Dizzy Gillespie was the best musician that I worked with. He was like my mentor, because Dizzy was continuing all the time to teach from the time I was with him. And even before I got with his band, my mother had the band down to the house in Philadelphia to eat for dinner or something. And Dizzy came to the house and he told me at that time, he says, "Well, if you want to write music, you got to get to the keyboard and learn how to do it again." And that's when I first met him in 19. I guess that was, James Moody was playing the tenor saxophone with him then. And that probably was around 1947 or something like that. And later I got in the band in 1949. And he was always teaching. He was always selling, and he always would go to the piano and show you different harmonies that he had found or he discovered. And he would give of himself. He was a very good guy. He didn't think about keeping it for himself. He always helped young people and people who got in his bands over the years. So, and then I played with him 10 months or so before he passed away in the Blue Note in New York. And it was an all-star band, they call it, with Elvin Jones on the drums, Kenny Barron on the piano, Bob Crenshaw on the bass, Slide Hampton on the trombone, and James Moody and myself on saxophone. So I was with him off and on many years of his life. And that was an honor, because he's the guy. He was my Duke Ellington, because I wasn't close to Duke.
Well, he was close to Dizzy Gillespie, and as you heard him mention, he was part of the Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Big Band that performed live. You're going to hear Jimmy Heath taking a very tasty tenor sax solo after you hear the scat singing of Roberta Gamberini, with whom Jimmy Heath performed at the Detroit Jazz Festival in a duo performance, and also, of course, Dizzy Gillespie on the trumpet. The song is Cool Breeze from the live album I'm Beboppin' 2 on Jazz America. From VOA 1. And here's another of the great instrumentalists who performed at the Detroit Jazz Festival this year, the great pianist Marcus Roberts, from his album Deep in the Shed with the song The Governor.
Thank you.
A little of what we call Jazztronica, electronics and jazz coming together. Dave Douglas from his album Freak In. More of our visit to the Detroit Jazz Festival next hour. Stay tuned.